Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. And that's a winner. Yes, you can make it back to back to back winning days in the podcast. March Madness is a whole lot of fun. So let's recap the winning card for Friday. You've heard me say it enough by now, but it's tough to beat a team three times in a season when favored by six or less. And the system went 6-3 on Friday. A lot of thrilling finishes. We cash on UTEP plus the 3.5. They win the basketball game and we cash the ticket. We cash on Howard plus the 1.5. They win the basketball game and we cash the ticket. We cash on St. Peter's plus the 1.5. They win the basketball game and we cash the ticket. We cash on Delaware State plus the 4.5. They win the basketball game and we cash the ticket. In the nightcap, it was a thriller with UT Arlington minus the 1.5. They come back from double digits down, get the job done, and we cash the ticket. And then it got above the six number, but it was an official podcast play with the system. Long Beach State, Dan Munson and company, plus the 7 against UC Irvine. They get the outright win, and we cash the ticket. The losers on the card, Indiana gets destroyed by Nebraska. North Texas loses a heartbreaker to Florida Atlantic. They had a fighter shot to cover that game, but couldn't get it done for me. And Bethune-Cookman gets crushed as well. But the system once again goes 6-3. How about my sides? They go 3-1. Another round of thrilling games. Fairfield minus the 3.5. They cover, winning by 4 for me. San Diego State minus the 3.5. They dug a big hole in the first half. They battled back. They pulled away late in the second half. And the Aztecs coast to the cover. UAB minus the 4.5. Got the job done. My lone loser, the Fighting Illini of Illinois, minus the 4.5. They're up 3 points with, what, less than 2 seconds to go. They're inbouncing the basketball. Just throw it to the guy in front of you. He'd get fouled, go to the line, maybe make both, and cover the game. But no, they throw the half-court pass, don't even catch it, give Ohio State an opportunity to tie the game, doesn't go in, and unfortunately, I lose not one, but 2 units on the Fighting Illini, because that was the Twitter vote as well. But add everything up, it was a great day on Friday, and I am smiling from ear to ear. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter. Don't forget to check out the blog for every single college basketball tournament bet. I'm betting every first half under and every full game side. The first half unders on Friday went 20-16. So they're now 152, 118, and 4, or 56.3%. And keep in mind, if you're attempting to follow, please set those alarms early. Most numbers have been dropping, so the early bird once again gets the number. Then my sides, I had a great day on Friday. I went 26-10, so it was a huge, huge day for me when it comes to the sides. And similar to the podcast card here, 3 straight winning days with the sides there, 3 straight winning days here on the podcast. It's been a good run for me this week. We got a ton of games still on Saturday, 23 games on the docket, so I'm hoping not to give it all back today. You know how it goes. You can't get too high. You can't get too low. But this is the largest college basketball slate of games that we will have until November. So let's value the day, enjoy the moment, and enjoy the games. So let's start with what I hope now is one of your favorite angles. It's the system plays. 38-22 so far after the 6-3 Friday. So once again, it's tough to beat a team 3 times in a season when favored by 6 or less. And keep in mind the general rule, bet the favorites as soon as you can, wait on the underdogs because the line has definitely been steaming up this week. We start in the MEAC. It's Delaware State plus the 2.5 against Howard. So the Bison of Howard are projected to be Well, they're a 2.5-point favorite. They're not projected to be now. I wrote that note here before the lines came out. Howard won the first meeting by 4 at Delaware State, and the Bison won by 19 at home in the second meeting. But we're going to flip that script, and Delaware State has looked very good in the two games so far. So I'm going Delaware State plus the 2.5 against Howard. Next up on the card, we go to the Atlantic 10. It's St. Bonaventure plus the 1.5 against Duquesne. So the Dukes of Duquesne won the first meeting by 4 at home. They won the second meeting by 6 on the road. So let's flip that script here again. Give me the Bonnies of St. Bonaventure plus the 1.5 against Duquesne. Next up, we go to the MAC. It's St. Peter's to be determined against Fairfield. So can we cash on the Peacocks 3 times in 3 nights? We'll find out. The Stags of Fairfield won by 9 at home, and then they won by 2 on the road at St. Peter's. Let's flip that script again. No line available yet, but let's go Peacocks. Give me St. Peter's to be determined over Fairfield. Next up, we go to the other MAC with only one A in the middle. It's Kent State plus the 5.5 against Akron. So the Zips of Akron won the first meeting at Kent State by 6. They won the second meeting at home by 13. So flip that script again. It's tough to beat a team 3 times in a season when favored by 6 or less. Give me the Golden Flashes of Kent State plus the 5.5 against Akron. Next up, we go to the Pac-12. It's Oregon plus the 4 against Colorado. So the Buffaloes won the first meeting by 16 at home. They won the second meeting last week at Oregon by 4. It's time for Dana Altman and the Ducks to get it done. So give me Oregon plus the 4 over Colorado. Next up on the card, we go to the WAC. It's UT Arlington plus the 5 against Grand Canyon. So some lines you wait on forever, and they posted this one just minutes after the game. So the Lopes of Grand Canyon won the first meeting by 7 at home. They won the second meeting by 6 on the road. 2 tight competitive games there. Give me UT Arlington plus the 5 against Grand Canyon. Next up on the card, we go to the Big Ten. It's Wisconsin plus the 6 against Purdue. So Purdue won the first meeting in Madison by 6. The Boilermakers won the last game of the regular season at home by 8 over the Badgers. This time around, let's flip that script. Give me Bucky the Badger, Wisconsin plus the 6 against Purdue. So that should wrap up all of the tough to beat a team 3 times in a season when favored by 6 or less. I will post the updated line on the St. Peter's game once it does become available. Now, my 4 handicap plays will start in the Big East. It's Marquette plus the 8.5 against UConn. So I actually expected this game to be in my tough to beat a team 3-time list, but the number hit the market at 8.5. Crazy number to me. So I'm not pulling it off my card. The Huskies won the first meeting over Marquette by 28 at home. They won the second meeting by 7 at Marquette. Marquette ranks in the top 20 in both offensive and defensive efficiency. So it's tough to pass up 8.5 on a neutral floor, even against the defending champions, regardless of how good UConn's playing. So give me Marquette plus the 8.5 against UConn in the Big East.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Next up on the card, we go back to the Big Ten. It's Illinois minus the 4 against Nebraska. So yes, Illinois survived on Friday with a first-team all-conference player going 3 of 16 from the floor. That's how good the Fighting Illini are this year. No, they didn't cover for me, but I do expect them to be much better tonight. On the flip side, Nebraska couldn't miss in the first half. Their starting guard shot 14 of 21 from the field, including 8 of 13 from beyond the arc. So it's a regression game for Nebraska. It's a bounce-back spot for Illinois. So I'll lay the points here. Give me the Fighting Illini of Illinois minus the 4 against Nebraska. Next up on the card, we go to the Ivy League. It's Yale minus the 1.5 against Cornell. So both teams finished 11-3 in the Ivy. Yale won by 2 at home. Cornell won by 3 at home. Yale is number 1 in defense in the Ivy, number 2 on offense. Meanwhile, the Big Red of Cornell are number 3 on both ends of the floor. Cornell went 12-5 away from home. Yale went 11-7 away from home. Yale struggled shooting in both of the first two meetings, shooting just 38% and 46%. I think the Bulldogs shoot just a little bit better today against the Big Red. So give me Yale minus the 1.5 over Cornell. Next up on the card, we go to the Atlantic 10. It's VCU minus the 2.5 against St. Joseph's. So VCU won the lone meeting at home by 4 over the Hawks, failing to cover the 4.5, though. The Hawks led by 9 at one point in that game. They hit 12 of 29 behind the arc. VCU continues to impress away from home. They beat UMass by 14 in the quarterfinals on Thursday after beating Fordham on Wednesday. Meanwhile, St. Joe's upset Richmond on Thursday by 5. That was a great win for them after beating George Mason on Wednesday. And me, of course, I had George Mason in that game. St. Joe's ranks 4th in the conference on offense. They rank 11th on defense. VCU, a lot more balanced. I trust this team away from home, so I'm going to lay the 2.5. Give me the Rams of VCU minus the 2.5 over St. Joe's. Then the final game of the card for me is in the Big West. It's Long Beach State plus the 1 against UC Davis. So yes, they posted this line in a hurry as well. So head coach Dan Munson at Long Beach State has made me a ton of money over the years. His coaching career started with that magical Elite Eight run at Gonzaga, and I would love to see him put on the dancing shoes just one more time. The Beach is playing with confidence, effort, and purpose these last few days. These two teams split during the season, with both teams winning on the road. Jim Less and the Aggies will be a tough out, but I'm going to back the Beach to get back to the big dance for Coach Munson. Give me a Long Beach State plus the 1 over UC Davis. So let's recap my card for a Saturday. Can we make it 4 straight winning days here in March Madness? Well, we'll find out. Here we go. Here's your system plays. We're on Delaware State plus the 2.5 against Howard. I'm on St. Bonaventure plus the 1.5 over Duquesne. I'm on St. Peter's to be determined over Fairfield. I'm on Kent State plus the 5.5 over Akron. I'm on Oregon plus the 4 over Colorado. I'm on UT Arlington plus the 5 over Grand Canyon. I'm on Wisconsin plus the 6 against Purdue. My handicap games, I'm on Marquette plus the 8.5 against UConn. I'm on the Fighting Illini of Illinois minus the 4 against Nebraska. I'm on Yale minus the 1.5 against Cornell. I'm on VCU minus the 2.5 against St. Joe's. And I'm on Long Beach State plus the 1 against UC Davis. Then don't forget to follow me on Twitter. Don't forget to check out the blog. I will have a play on every single game once again in college basketball. I have a pulse on this right now. Let's hope that continues. I can fall on my face in a hurry, but let's ride the wave and hope Saturday will be another good day. Enjoy the games, and as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.